you're going to take this on as a resource in terms of dissemination and putting it into schools? How is it going to go out?
Well, one of our supporters was Education Scotland. This is the recently amalgamated Learning and Teaching Scotland and Her Majesty's Inspectorate Service in Scotland. They have published a version that they have formatted it into their own house style. They're disseminating that across Scotland. It's freely downloadable on the Royal Society of Edinburgh's website, and we'd really encourage people from across the UK and more widely to make use of it. I've also been working with MIT, who were very helpful when App Inventor was taken offline by Google and open source and given over to MIT. They were very helpful in giving me an experimental version which we could use with trial in schools whilst the materials were being piloted and refined. So MIT are quite interested in remixing, reusing, which is, you know, of course, how it should be.
And yes, there are other things to consider, like JISC in this country publishes open-ended resources for the very fact that some of the information to do with the discipline of computer science will be timeless, but some of the cultural references, will fade in time, and they could be replaced or updated. So, in a sense, you've got a resource that you do need to remix at certain points.
But as you see, some of the computer science and the broader brushstrokes of the cultural references, you know, some of those will be fairly timeless. But yes, we'll look back at this in 10 years' time, and there will be aspects that seem quite quaint, quite anachronistic. But hopefully the computational thinking themes, some of the computer science references, as you say, they should be timeless.
And can you tell me what you're doing at Computing at Schools at the conference?
The Royal Society of Edinburgh, the British Computer Society Exemplification Project, I planned that as a three-phase development. The first and the biggest phase was actually Pack 3 of 3, which is the mobile app development that we've been discussing. I love my smartphone. And two smaller packs are designed to provide the groundwork for that. So it's essentially a 2+1 approach. And the first pack is an introduction to computer science using Scratch. And that's just going to introduce kids to the idea of what a computer is, what a program is, how we go about giving a computer instructions, and embedding these first nuggets of computational thinking. The second pack is going to lead on from that and build quite heavily on abstraction and modularization, mm-hmm. So divide and conquer. These are going to be the main themes in that second pack. So the idea is that once students have been through packs 1 and 2, which may be done at secondary 1 and secondary 2 level in Scotland, although it's not prescriptive at all, they can then consolidate everything by going into this kind of meatier piece of work on I Love My Smartphone.
I would suspect it'll go down the age range quite rapidly, actually, thinking about how resources have gone in the past. But it depends then on the will and the sort of...
It's great. More people that use it, the better. I'd be delighted.
So, Jeremy, what are your plans after this? I mean, have you enjoyed the process?
Well, originally the secondment was going to be a one-year secondment, so I'd be going back to George Heriot School after the summer. However, there are plans afoot to extend my secondment for another year in the first instance.
And, best of luck with it. I think it's fantastic. I just think it's absolutely fantastic. We're living in a renaissance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think computing, just as my secondment was starting, Eric Schmidt, chairman of Google, gave that speech at the MacTaggart Lecture in Edinburgh, saying that we were in danger of throwing away our entire computing heritage. And I think we're not. I mean, he was absolutely right at the time, but I think even that speech has spurred on a lot of political will for us to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat there and get computing and computational thinking firmly established on the curriculum again. It's like, you know, the UK being number 3 in the world for games development, but recently dropped down to number 6. And let me say, Scotland contributes pro rata a fairly big component of that as well, you know. But once again, you know, we're in danger of letting things slip away. And the first stage is, as I say, to invest in the future and get computer science and computational thinking firmly entrenched on the mainstream curriculum. That's what's going to make the difference.
I think we need people with your vision, Jeremy, doing these resources. I really do. I'd like to thank you so much for this interview.
Okay, then. Nice to speak to you.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.